Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Celebrity Jesus. This coming Sunday is Palm Sunday, the day we commemorate Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, as the crowds greeted him with palm branches and shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Imagine for a moment what it would be like if Jesus rode into Jerusalem, or one of the major cities in our world, today. Wolf Blitzer on CNN might report about the rumors that Jesus was planning on disrupting temple business. Pundits on Fox News would start arguing about who Jesus really was. Ronan Farrow would undoubtedly write a psychological profile of Jesus for The New Yorker. The National Enquirer would investigate Jesus' relationship with the woman on the well on its front cover. There would be in-depth analysis by cult specialists and modern-day Pharisees on MSNBC. Church officials would already be studying the authenticity of Jesus feeding the multitudes and his walking on water. And as Jesus entered the dusty city, hundreds, if not thousands, would be clicking countless snapshots on their smartphones, while Savannah Guthrie, Al Roker, and Hoda Kotb would offer color commentary as they do with the Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade or the Rose Bowl Parade. Our modern world would turn Jesus into a celebrity. Our modern world has turned Jesus into a celebrity. Just think about it. Imagine again for a moment Jesus entering Jerusalem today, with all of its turmoil, or any other major city of the world. There would be some who would welcome him with hosannas, at first anyway. But by the end of the week, we'd have him nailed to the cross like they did 2,000 years ago. Why? Because the kingdom Jesus came to establish still threatens the kingdoms of this world. Your kingdom, my kingdom, and all the other kingdoms that exist. These are all kingdoms where greed, power, and lust rule instead of grace, mercy, forgiveness, compassion, and peace. Who among us really wants to surrender our kingdom and our lives to "Thy kingdom come" and to Jesus our King? Please share today's message with others. www.treatsforthesoul.org